This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
106.5 PM. It's the wake up call.
All right, so we're talking about hotel rooms, like Holiday Inn.
Oh my god, this is such a good song.
Remember this song?
Yeah.
What is the craziest thing you've ever found in a hotel room? Call or text us right now, 916-909-1065, 909-1065. And we're getting into this because of a story about what was found in a hotel room in Michigan. And it's important where this was that makes it even weirder. If I were to said Florida, you would have been like, oh, okay, still weird, but okay. This was in Michigan.
Take a look at this video sent in by a viewer of an alligator in a room at Pine River Motel.
An alligator. An alligator was found in a motel room. But the story gets even weirder after that.
The Sheboygan Police Department says motel staff found the alligator named Wally.
Sure.
Why would they name an alligator that they just find in a motel room? Well, listen.
Friday, while cleaning the room after somebody checked out of the motel, police found that Wally's owner had been in town to conduct assemblies with elementary school children and had several exotic animals with him for the presentations. The owner discovered Wally was missing but didn't know when or where the alligator escaped. Sheboygan police say the owner came back to reunite with Wally.
How do you lose track of that? Even if you're an exotic pet owner that goes to elementary schools, the alligator is the closer. That's like the big main attraction.
That's a good point.
How do you lose track of that? That seems crazy to me.
And do we know how big it was?
No, I actually never saw the video.
This is going to sound weird.
Okay.
But this is not the first story we've done about an alligator named Wally. And I believe that one was missing as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, but the other one was went missing in Pennsylvania, right? Or
I don't know, but they returned it to some sort of like sanctuary.
Yeah, that was tragic.
And then the owner was like, how can I tell any of them apart?
In this case, eventually returned to the owner.
Well, that's good.
But what was the craziest thing you ever found in a hotel room? 916-909-1065. Wake up call. Who's this?
Crystal.
Hi, Crystal. What's the craziest thing you ever found in a hotel room?
Well, I was actually cleaning up my motel and I found a toy.
So you found a toy in the room?
Yes, it was wrapped up and everything, like, under the dresser. Like, I was just trying to vacuum to clean out the room.
Like, they hid it? Like, they hid it under there?
Yeah, like, I don't know what was going on. Like, housekeeping didn't find it or something. They didn't clean up good enough. I don't know.
When you say wrapped up, do you mean like a Christmas present?
Like, in a towel. So I'm cleaning up and I'm thinking it's a towel, and then that thing popped
ew!
Out.
Like,
behind the dresser. What was the story there?
I don't know. Maybe for this.
Thank you so much for calling.
You have a good one.
You too. We got some really funny text messages to 916-909-1065. This one, somebody found, they lost their wedding ring in a hotel room.
Okay.
And while looking for it, they found a used condom.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. That's awful. And this one's hysterical. I opened the covers to get in bed, and there were Dorito chips in the bed. Not in the bag, not crushed up as crumbs, full chips, as if they ran out of pillow mints and used Dorito chips.
What the hell?
What did we get on Facebook?
Okay, so... Mayra says, not me, but my friend's parents found a dead prostitute under the bed in Reno.
No, come on. There's no way that's true.
Well, I think it might be because Julie said it's a tie between a dead body and an urn. And then she said, kind of the same, yeah, but also very different.
Yeah, one's a little bit more acceptable. Again, I go back to the urn. How do you forget that in the room? That seems intentional.
It seems like you probably were in town to pick that up.
How does the dead body get overlooked? Like,
I mean,
the cleaning
if
crew
it's
comes
all the way under the bed? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Debbie said another couple sitting on the bed when they opened the door immediately after check-in.
That would be terrifying.
She said, apparently, we checked in at the exact same time, and the computer issued them basically the same room with keys to get in that room. She said it was an awkward couple of minutes.
We just got a text message from somebody who worked in a hotel for a decade. They said, you find all kinds of things. Some I'm not going to share, but they said they found snakes.
What?
In a hotel room. And they found clown figurines. They also found a dead body. What's going on? And this one, they found an abandoned grandpa with dementia. Oh my God. This is... tragic.
This is...
Hotels are filled with nothing but dead bodies and lost grandpas. And apparently snakes and sex toys.
Every once in a while, your wayward crocodile.
Somebody's got to get the government involved in this.
They are the ones leaving the dead prostitutes, I can assure you.